The wisdom that refuses to leave. Ruins. Proverbs 24 is filled with threatened structures. A house being built, a righteous home attacked, a field prepared, a vineyard abandoned, and a stone wall collapsing. Wisdom here is not merely the ability to make good decisions. It is God's power working through human faithfulness to resist ruin. Evil often appears impressive because we see its finished monuments, but not its rotten foundations. Thus the chapter begins by warning us not to envy the wicked. Violence can build quickly, wisdom builds slowly. The Hebrew word bayit, house, may mean both a building and a household. Wisdom establishes not only walls, therefore, but generations, habits, loves, memories, and ways of worship that will outlive us. Augustine described virtue as rightly ordered love. Proverbs 24 shows what that looks like. The wise heart refuses both envy when the wicked rise and delight when an enemy falls. These seem like opposite reactions, yet both make another person's fortune the center of our peace. Holy love is freer. It grieves evil without craving the evildoer's destruction. The heart that sees. Verse 12 speaks of God weighing hearts. Later, after passing the neglected vineyard, the sage says in the World English Bible, "Then I saw and considered well." The Hebrew expression is stronger. He set his heart upon what he saw. God examines the heart. Wisdom teaches us to place our own heart before reality and receive correction. The ruined vineyard did not collapse in one dramatic act. Its destruction came through repeated littles, a little sleep, a little folding of the hands. Much spiritual poverty arrives this way, not through open rebellion, but through small permissions. Prayer is postponed, resentment is entertained, another person's suffering becomes background scenery. Eventually, the wall is gone. That is why the command to rescue those being led to death stands at the chapter's center. In the ancient world, this could describe people dragged toward execution through corrupt judgment. The same setting suggested by references to the city gate, where legal cases were heard. Biblical wisdom is never merely private serenity. It enters public injustice, rejects partiality, and refuses the excuse, "We did not know." The God who weighs hearts knows when ignorance has been carefully cultivated. Falling without becoming fallen. The righteous person falls seven times. Seven signifies fullness. The righteous may suffer the full measure of adversity, yet suffering does not receive the final word. This is not confidence in human toughness, but in God's preserving grace. Here the chapter leans toward Christ. He was condemned by partial judges, led away to death, and laid in the deepest ruin. Yet he rose. Because our rescuer has risen, falling is no longer the same as being forsaken. Even the chapter's honey carries this hope. Excavations at Tel Rehov uncovered rows of ancient clay beehives, evidence that honey production was carefully cultivated in Israel. Sweetness required patient tending, so does wisdom. Tend it today, and hope will not be cut off. Suggested cross-references, Psalm 37, 1-1-24, Isaiah 58, 16-7, Matthew 7, 24-27, Romans 12, 17, 21, James 2, 1-9. Suggested him, God of grace and God of glory. Prayer. Lord of the rising and the ruined, expose the neglected fields within me. Free me from envy, revenge, and chosen blindness. Give me courage to rescue the threatened, patience to build wisely, and faith to rise again through Christ. Amen.